Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Pole Dance Podcast. My name is Michelle Shimmy, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with the amazing Christy Sellers. So, Christy, welcome to the Pole Dance Podcast. Thank you for joining us today.
Hi, I'm excited to be here.
If you listening out there in podcast land, our audience, have been living under a complete rock for the past couple of months, then you might not be aware that Christy Sellers just won Australia's Got Talent with a pole dancing piece. So, Christy, huge congratulations. It's absolutely amazing. You must be so happy right now.
Thank you. Yeah, I am. I'm over the moon, but I don't think it's like fully sunk in yet because it's only been a few days and it's just been a whirlwind since then with, like interviews and everything. So I think once everything calms down and it really sinks in, it'll just hit me. But it's pretty exciting.
It's very exciting. And thank you for making time for me today because, yeah, as you say, you must be super busy with a bunch of media interviews. So I really appreciate that.
Of course.
So I want to talk to you about a bunch of things today. So obviously I want to talk about Australia's Got Talent, but I want to go a little bit further back in time because the first time that you did one of these styles of performances was actually at Pole Theatre 2016. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
2016. Yeah. So that was when you first debuted this style of performance and it was absolutely magical and completely immersive. I was there for that and the audience was in complete silence while they watched. It was a phenomenal experience for us as the audience, and I'm sure for you too. But for anyone who might not have seen the Australia's Got Talent shows and who perhaps didn't see your pole theatre, your winning, I might add, your winning Pole Theatre Sydney 2016 performance, can you take us through a little bit about how these styles of performances work and how you put them together?
Yeah, well, I started playing around with the idea of combining projection with dance about 6 years ago. And I did try a few different ways to do it. There's sort of a pre-recorded version, which, you know, is a visual piece that's made ahead of time and that plays on a screen behind or in front of you. And you dance to make it look like it's interactive, which is what I do. Mm-hmm. And then there's also, which I've played around with a little bit, is actual interactive. So that means that, you know, there might be water projected behind you and then as you move, it will react. But it's obviously very hard to create a storyline or anything sort of significant that's going to take the audience on a journey when it's interactive like that. It's actually really fun and really cool, but I prefer to sort of work on the pre-recorded version and then train as much as I can to line it all up and make it precisely timed so that it seems like it's interactive, but it's actually not.
Yeah. So from the perspective, like I said, it was magical and it was immersive. You created, it was an Alice in Wonderland theme that you did at Pole Theatre Sydney in 2016. And from the theatre was dark, there was this beautiful animation projected up on the screen. And then there you were dancing and interacting with elements of the animation on the screen. And I hadn't seen anything like it before in the pole world. And the audience was just left completely gobsmacked. I think you got a standing ovation from everybody in the house.
That was
that
amazing.
And you won, obviously. So that was, it was just an incredible performance. But I think the magic of it comes from the world that you build on stage. And obviously this is what, you know, what we love at Pole Theatre, when the competitor is able to create a world on stage that transports you out of the theatre and into their imagination. And that's exactly what you did. And it was really, really, really magical
to
be in the room that night. So the other thing that I love about these performances as well, and I guess it comes from you being a mum, they're all really kid friendly.
Yeah. Like,
which is not something that you'd always associate with pole, but
well, I mean, you know me, I love all styles of pole. I don't just love one particular one, but yeah, I do. For me, I think my signature is just storytelling. I always love telling stories, whether it be, you know, with the projection stuff or just in a regular sort of competition format. I just love being able to explore the different things that, you know, you can take the audience on a journey. But with the projection stuff in particular, and I'm fortunate because Ryan Talbot, the guy that I work with to create the animations, he's also, you know, that's his side of the coin, is thinking about the camera angles and how we're going to sort of show that. So combining those two, and yeah, I suppose when I think of where we're going, I love it to be visually stunning, which Ryan's obviously amazing at, but to use that to tell the story even more, because obviously there's that extra element that we don't usually have if the projection's not there. So yeah, the kids shows definitely motivate me, like inspire me, I suppose, to make it fun and engaging. And I always feel like they're my best judge. Like if I can keep a 2-year old entertained for 2 minutes, I can keep anyone entertained for 2 minutes.
It's very true. And it must be nice to be able to share your performances with your kids.
Yeah.
And have them, you know, think that their mum's amazing.
It is really nice. Like I think Riley, obviously she's 8 years old, she definitely is old enough to understand what's going on and everything, and she's really proud. But even Mason, he just turned 2 on Monday, and you wouldn't think he's old enough, but he really does understand that it's a dance and it's a performance, and he loves watching it, and he'll be watching it and say like mum, 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 so he knows that it's me.
That's so sweet. And so you've been working with Ryan now on these performances for a couple of years. So in a way, because I think he was very young when he did the first one.
Yeah. So Ryan, when we first started working together, he told the people around him and his parents that it was just a regular dancer that he was working with. He didn't tell them it was a pole dancer. And then once they saw the shows, and I think this has been a big thing with Australia's Got Talent, once people see it in the way that I'm sort of putting them together, they don't even think about any connotations that they might have had. It's just, they just watch it and accept it for the art that it is. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. I can imagine that it must be difficult as well, because, you know, you've been pole dancing for a long time, you own studios, you've competed, you've performed, you're very integral, you know, to the pole industry in Australia. But obviously when you're performing, the people that are watching don't know anything about pole. And I guess sometimes, like when I was watching the judges talk, you hear when they say things like, oh, you know, you've brought artistry and depth to pole dancing. And I can imagine you must have been standing there like,
yeah,
there's always been artistry and depth to pole dancing. But you have to, you don't want to undersell pole dancers, and you don't want to misrepresent pole dancers. But at the same time, you understand that people are seeing pole in a new light and in a different way, and that they don't have any education in pole, so they don't know. So you can't, and you're on TV. So
yeah,
you can't,
and that was one of the big things, because obviously I have always known the potential of the artistry that you can explore with pole, but they don't, and the general public, they don't know that. So yeah, I had to sort of just accept that those comments, even though for us it's very straightforward and simple that we would know that, but for them they don't, and it's good that that's where their minds are going. So even if I feel like, you know, saying like, oh, there's, it's been like this for so long, and you can look at all these different examples, but at the same time we have to remember that the comments that they are making are positive and they're in the right direction. So yeah, I'm happy and really pleased with where they were going mentally with it.
Yeah, definitely. I wanted to ask as well, because no doubt you have done the thing that everybody tells you not to do, which is to go on and read the comments. So have you, since this experience, read any like really negative or nasty comments that have, you know, been upsetting, or has, I think the response has been overwhelmingly positive, but have you had any moments where you just thought?
I have read comments on the videos, because I wanted to see how people reacted to it. And I was actually really, really surprised that it was so positive. Like on all three performances, the comments under those videos are just overwhelmingly good. And of course, you've got trolls, which are the, you know, the 2% on the internet that just have to have their say. But a lot of the comments are just really
ruin
stupid.
It for everyone.
Like, if it's a negative comment, it's just a silly one. I suppose when the winner announcement happened, there's always going to be people disappointed that the person they were rooting for didn't win. So I suppose as you go further into the competition, people are more invested in whoever they know or whoever they're going for, whether they be a singer or, you know, a magician or whatever. So that side of it, I suppose, gets a bit more intense because they want their person to win, and if they don't win, they're going to take it out on someone. But yeah, I was blown away that I was the winner and that it was a vote by Australia. And from what I've been told, it was a very clear win, which is amazing to hear. So
it is. It's absolutely phenomenal because personally, I always thought those competitions were rigged. So I couldn't believe it when you won. And it's so exciting for you personally, but also for the pole industry, because it really exposes it so much to the mainstream. And I think every single pole studio in Australia was just
thank you, every pole studio in Australia, because I just felt the whole industry get behind me. And all of this love, obviously, like Fizzy Pole is my home and everything, and I felt all of our community behind it, but I also felt the entire pole industry, and not even just in Australia. I know internationally they couldn't vote, but I did feel the love and support and people just kind of having a sigh of relief, like, oh, finally we get some recognition.
Yes, and a bit of positive press.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Nice,
like, I'm just honoured that I can be someone to represent everybody and in a positive way. And although I might not represent every style of pole that we have, and as much as I love every style, I'm glad that the styles that I've performed have bridged the gap a little bit more. If it makes people walk into a studio that otherwise wouldn't have, which it seems to be doing, that's just amazing.
Yeah, it really is. So now that you have already won, you know, you've got your fair share of pole theater titles, but will we ever see you back? And I know that you don't have a lot of spare time on your hands being a mum, studio owner, like everything that you do, but does it ever tempt you to come back and tell a different story?
Of course. Set? Like the creative little bug in me will never leave me alone. I always want to create more shows. It's really a production side of things sort of deal, because that's why I wanted to do Australia's Got Talent, because I knew that their budget for production would be, you know, something that I could put the shows on the stage in a way that I hadn't before, you know, using a front projector and a rear projector, and have this massive staircase prop and have, you know, the pole space to just whatever measurements I sent them. And it was, that side of it was really cool, actually, being able to see the value of the production. But I think that there's always new things to be explored on the stage in terms of, what else can we incorporate into pole that just brings it up to that next level? And I think pole theatre is a really great competition for that to be, you know, to be able to explore those things.
Yeah. Well, Christy, you've got a competitor from
Pole
on Saturday night.
Yeah, Jim.
Competing. Yeah, so I bet the whole Fizzy Pole fan's going to be behind her, cheering her on.
I know that this routine, well, I do know what she's doing, and I know it's a bit out of her comfort zone, and she had to sort of decide in the beginning which category she was going to enter, and I sort of suggested that she'd go with the one that she was least comfortable with. So I know that she'll be she'll need all of the support, but she's so amazing. And such a lovely person too.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. Well, Christy, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. I know that you're very busy, so I'm going to let you get back to all of your millions of things that you have to do. But huge congratulations again. We're all so proud of you. And I'm so excited as well that the world got to see your beautiful performances that you create with Ryan, you know, that you took it from the Pole Theatre Sydney stage onwards and upwards to win Australia's Got Talent. So it's absolutely amazing. And I really hope to see you back on the pole.
Thank you. And thank you for, you know, just the support around me going on AGT in general from everybody. And if anyone listening did throw a vote out there for me, thank you so much because I really do appreciate it. It's so hard, you know, with TV, you're recording things over a very long period of time. And then, of course, for TV, it gets shortened up a lot. So just to know that, you know, that people do feel that I appreciate their vote and their time and their support. And I really, really do. And I hope that that comes across the way that I'm intending it to. Oh, that's good. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Christy.
See you later.
It was great to talk to you. Thank you for listening to the Pole Dance Podcast produced by Pole Dance Academy. We hope you enjoyed it. Please subscribe and share. Happy pole dancing.